Yo, Counterattack Podcast with myself, Daps. Guys, keep liking, subscribing, sharing, all of that good stuff. Listen, it was a good day for Arsenal. Listen, I don't even know where to even start with this one, you know. We got off to an early start, a great start, Trossard. You know what? After 4 minutes, when you know, let me compose myself because I'm moving a bit mad. I've just finished watching the game, a bit like, oh, Arsenal won. But no, what I will say is that this was one of those games that when I saw our fixtures, Chelsea, Tottenham, United are the ones I obviously looked out for, thinking we still got them left, you know, we still got them left to come. So listen, I was, when I heard Cole Palmer wasn't fit as well, to be honest, I know Cole Palmer is a really, really good player, but I never felt like if he's playing, then it's like a given they're going to win. Obviously, it would have been harder because he is a good player. But, you know, it didn't change how anxious I was about the match anyway. Do you know what I'm saying? So, listen, after 4 minutes, Trossard goes and scores. Let me tell you about Declan Rice. Yeah. In fact, before we even get to Declan Rice's part, yeah, that pass, like, and I know people are going to look at it and think it's a simple pass, but in the build-up to it, when before the ball gets to Declan Rice, Partey played a nice first-time pass without even looking straight to Declan Rice. Took out a couple of players, and then Declan Rice has just gone on, and he, you know, he's driven on, and right when you thought he was going to pass it, he's taken an extra touch, which has brought Gilchrist in a bit, freed up Trossard, go 1-0. But it's that pass from Partey, that little. Listen, it's such a shame that we haven't had Partey throughout the whole season, because today he was literally, you can see he's still building fitness up, but you can see the quality he has. And that midfield three of Rice, Partey, Odegaard, it might be the best midfield three if we had had it. It might be the best midfield three in the league, because we saw today Enzo and Caicedo against our midfield. And they couldn't get going. Enzo is not. Listen, I'm not a man that is going to criticize, because he's a good player. He's a good player. But I think with Enzo Fernandez, we have to remember that 6 months before he went for 100 million, he went for 16 million. He was a 16 million player 6 months before. That's not going to suddenly change just because of one World Cup. Do you get what I'm saying? So I think we have to remember that, you know, he is a 16 to 20 million pound player. And that's not even me being rude, because he's a good player. But I think a lot of the time we talk about the 100 million, but it just goes to show how much they got their pants pulled down for him, because I'm not seeing 100 million play anywhere. That's not me saying he's rubbish, because he's not rubbish. But, you know, you look at what Declan Rice did today, and it's clear. It's night and day. To be honest, I didn't think Caicedo did too badly, especially in the first half. I think in the second half, he was literally just chasing shadows. But in the first half, I don't think he did too badly. I think when you get the energy of Declan Rice, when you get the finesse and the, you know, the manipulation of the ball from Odegaard and Partey, it's a tough day for any midfield. So listen, hopefully that just puts to bed any comparisons there were when it comes to our midfields, because and I'm adding Gallagher in there just to make up numbers, but yeah. And I'm not gonna lie to you, if you watch, because I did a watch along as well, if you go back and look at my reaction, I was a bit through, there were times throughout the first half where I was like, yo, I was on edge, because little things like Noni Madueke getting behind Tomiyasu. He did well against Tomiyasu. I can't lie to you. He did well against Tomiyasu. Or that moment where Jackson was running away from Saliba. Like, those moments, I'm like, oh, this is why we need a second goal. And the second goal weren't coming. And, you know, Petrovic is making double saves here, you know, point blank saves. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. So when we go in at 1-0, even though we had chances, they had chances. And, you know, there were moments in that first half where it was a bit too even for my liking. So I'm just happy that come second half, Arsenal literally just took over. just took over. And yeah, we got our goals. You know, Havertz got two goals. Ben White got two goals. But I want to talk, and I spoke about him the other day. We have to talk about Martin Odegaard. When you want to talk about creativity right now, you're going to struggle to find better number 10s than him. And the thing that makes, I said this the other day as well, the thing that makes him better as well is the fact that he grafts. Like, we always say, oh, in England, all they want is players to run, run, run. He does the running. But the difference is, he's still got the components. He's still got the personality of a number 10 when it comes to him actually being on the ball. And him, he's just different class. And I'm just so, I can't believe there were people, even after we had him on loan, I can't believe there were people who looked at him and looked at what he gave us and honestly felt like, no, we don't want him. And just not even a disrespect to James Maddison, I can't believe there are people who still put him next to James, or still put James Maddison next to him, because it's different. And if we had a real sharpshooter, like, we'd be, you know, he'd be on 15, maybe even 20 assists, because he is that good. And he ran the show today. And yeah, no one could get close to Odegaard. He's running, he's setting the press, setting the tempo, he's getting on the ball, and he's just delivering crazy assists. That assist for Havertz, yeah, come on. And he does that all game. There was another one in the first half where he's put a little, like, through ball. Who was it? I think it was the Saka. And then the one in the second half to Havertz, where Havertz missed it before he got his goal. And listen, he's just a quality player, and I really hope that he delivers silverware, because if he keeps this up, he will go on to become an absolute world-class player. And yeah, I've run out of things to say about him, because he is that good. You know what I mean? And you know, you look at the performances again, and you know, you're looking at Rice looked like he was back to his old self today. But also, it just shows what, when you've got Partey next to him, when you've got Odegaard and you put him there, and he's not having to do the job of flipping Havertz or whoever else is next to him, how much better he is. You know, he's looked a bit tired lately. He's looked a bit, his performance level just dropped a bit. And that's not saying he hasn't been good, because he's still been good, but it's just dropped considering the standards that he set. But today he was right back on it. Like, we're talking about £100 million players. There are £300 million worth of midfielders, in terms of three midfielders, Casiedo, Enzo and Rice. And Rice is the only one that even looked like he was even worth more than 50 mil, to be honest. So, big up Rice. Benny White, great performance again. He's just so consistent. And soon enough, people are going to have to start giving him his props. But yeah, listen. Have I missing anyone? Nice to see Tommy Yasu back. But yeah, no. We've got it all to do. Like, all Arsenal can do is go into the remaining, is it four or five games? Go into the remaining four or five games and just win. I don't think City are going to drop points, but I'm hoping that they do. I don't know where they will drop points from, but we can just hope. So hopefully they do. You know, Arsenal are top, but obviously City have two games in hand. Liverpool play tomorrow against Everton. And Liverpool are probably going to win that. You know, Liverpool, I can't believe Liverpool are still there where they are, and they haven't played well all season. It's crazy. But yeah, no, Chelsea are embarrassing, man. That's the biggest margin Arsenal have beaten Chelsea by in the Premier League. 5-0. Well, it might have been ever. Definitely Premier League. 5-0. Like, Poch, I can't see him staying. I cannot see Poch staying. No way. He has to go. He has to go, because you can't be getting hit 5-0s. You can't be where you are in the league with this team. Do you get what I'm saying? And it's crazy, because I've never had a 5-0 win like that against a big team like Chelsea, and really and truly have nothing to say after, because it was end up being a walk in the park. Chelsea had their couple minutes here and there in the first half, but second half especially, they just look like they're ready for the season to be done. That's what it looks like. So all eyes go to Liverpool, Everton tomorrow. Hopefully Liverpool drop points again. Everton fighting for, you know, survival, even though it looks like they're kind of safe now. You know, they're fighting for survival. Hopefully they come, they turn up, they do over Liverpool. That would be ideal. So I think that's it from me. Let me see if there's any Yeah, Odegaard, just he's just a different kind of player, man. And I saw as well that Raya got the Golden Gloves. Listen, to come in and be awarded the Golden Gloves for you know, in his first season as an Arsenal player is crazy. You know, credit to them for picking him. Credit to them. He's done well.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's done well, man. And you know, there was a lot of scrutiny from myself as well because I didn't think he was clearly better than Ramsdale when we brought him in. But you know, it's shown that he is a really, really good keeper. That he is better than Ramsdale. Once he's got settled, he's just been really, really good, to be honest. And he's got the Golden Gloves. Chuffed for him. He's probably chuffed for himself, obviously. But yeah, we move. Is there anything? Oh, Timber's back. Listen, to think we have missed Timber. Jurrien Timber. I remember I was at the MLS All-Star game last year. I remember Jurrien Timber seeing him live. And I was just like, what? How have we got this player? Crazy player. And then he gets into the first game. And now he's come back in an academy game, under 23 game, and scored that worldie with his right foot, top bins. Like, we've not had him all season. So it'll be nice to just see, maybe even get on the bench, you know, 5-10 minutes here and there, if we can. But, you know, to think we haven't had him. But yeah, that's it from me. Just a quick one. Chelsea, awful, 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 awful team. And yeah, I'm out.